The Dark Owls, the Dark Owls, the Dark Owls. We're glad you tuned in to the Dark Owls. The Dark Owls, the Dark Owls, the Dark Owls. They're kicking ass.
Oh, everybody! You feel like I feel? I want you to get up and clap your hands. I want everybody in the kitchen and the bedroom. I want you to get up and hold your right foot in the air and stomp your feet. Baby, stomp your feet. You're stomping your feet now, baby. Baby, stomp your feet. You're stomping your feet now. Baby, stomp your feet. You ought to do the jack for all your worth now. You're doing the jack now, baby. For all your worth now. You're doing the jack now. For all your worth now. You ought to walk that dog. Baby, walk the dog. You're walking the dog now, baby. Baby, walk the dog. You're walking the dog now. Baby, walk the dog. I said now, baby, baby, baby. Baby, baby, please. I'm feeling alright. Cause it's alright. Cause it's alright now, baby. Baby, it's alright. Cause it's alright now.
Hello and welcome to issue 53 of the Dark Towns podcast. This week is our first anniversary and I never ever thought that I had so much time to waste. We started with the Foundations with a song with the filthiest title I've ever heard, Jerking the Dog. The Foundations were an 8-piece band and the first multiracial band to ever top the charts in England, and are also regarded as one of the few authentic soul bands to come from the UK. And their singer was a former boxer from Trinidad, so I won't make funny remarks about him jerking the dog, because maybe he's listening. And from the filthiest to the most sexiest, Jimmy Soul had a smash hit in 1963 with If You Wanna Be Happy, which was his only chart hit, and he tried it again with Treat 'Em Tough, more of the same and even more degrading.
Don't you know it's the same all over the world? There's only one way to treat a girl. Every night, then you gotta get a little rough. They'll love you more if you treat her tough. If she says you can't go out with the boys, don't be chicken, just tell her off. Lock her in the closet and stomp right out, and then she'll know who's boss. Remember what Mr. Shakespeare said in The Taming of the Shrew. If they get too wise, cut them down to size. Don't let them get the best of you. Don't you know it's the same all over the world? There's only one way to treat a girl. Every now and then you gotta get a little rough. They'll love you more if you treat them tough. So if you're looking for a happy life, better listen to my song. Just let them know that you're the boss, and believe me, you'll never go wrong.
You know it's the same all over the world. There's only one way to treat a girl. Every now and then heart don't beat me like yours do.
Thank you.
Fitzroy Sterling with Queen of My Heart, and before that the Soul Rhythms with Soul Call.
If I may interrupt for a minute.
Oh no.
Yes, it's me again. I wish to congratulate our dear host Willem with his 1 year jubilee of the Dark Towns podcast. He has done most of the work for the show, and he's done it every week for the last year, and that's something that deserves some respect. Something that doesn't deserve any respect is his incomprehensible admiration for that crappy Zappa shit and his Wanker's New Wave special. There, I've said it. Still, it was the listener who voted for the New Wave special. Willem is not to blame. The listener also could have voted for Peter's Slave Sex Party, for instance.
Peter's Slave Sex Party. Peter's Slave Sex Party.
Hello boys and girls, this next song is the first entrance in Peter's Slave Sex Party, and although I'm not all that happy with the way William often humiliates me, this song illustrates our somewhat weird relationship on happier occasions. Here are the Creeps with The Whip.
Here he goes again whining about Frank Zappa. And the odd thing is, I got a request for Frank Zappa by Ernie. What? Yes, Ernie, the badass bass player from the Dorktowns, requested a Zappa song. And Ernie is somewhere in Silicon Valley right now getting new tits. And in the clinic over there, he met another nerd who was getting a boob job. And he told Ernie that Call Any Vegetable is the ultimate Zappa song. If you hear that, you'll never have to hear Zappa again. Okay, let's see.
This is a song about vegetables. They keep you regular. They're real good for you.
Call any vegetable.
Call any vegetable.
Call it by name.
Call any vegetable.
Call one today.
Call
when you get off the train.
Call any vegetable.
Call any vegetable. And the chances are good. All the vegetable will respond to you.
Some people don't go for prunes. I don't know. I've always found that if they...
Call any vegetable.
Call any vegetable.
Pick up your phone.
Call any vegetable.
Think of a vegetable.
Call any vegetable.
Lonely at home.
Call any vegetable.
The chances are good that a vegetable will respond to you.
Rutabaga, 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 rutabaga. rutabaga, egg a rutabaga.
A prune isn't really a vegetable. Cabbage is a vegetable.
No one will know if you don't want to let them know. No one will know unless it's you that might tell them so. Call and they'll come to you covered with dew. Vegetables dream of responding to you. Standing there shiny and proud by your side, holding your hand while the neighbors decide. Why is a vegetable something to hide?
Wow! Wow!
Don't bother about their friends in the vegetable kingdom. They think, what can I say? What can a person like myself say to a vegetable? But the answer is simple, my friends. Just call and tell them how you feel about muffins, pumpkins, wax paper, Caledonia mahogany's elbows, and green things in general. And soon a new rapport, you and your new little green and yellow buddies, grooving together, oh no, maintaining your coolness together, worshiping together in the church of your choice, only in America.
Call it my name. Well, you gotta call one today. When you get off the train, call any vegetable, and the chances are good, ah, that the vegetable will respond to you.
Oh no, can you see them responding? The pumpkin is breathing hard. What a pumpkin.
Up goes the hammer, split goes the rock. You don't know how I wish I could stop. If I could only turn back the clock, I'd never touch a thing. Anybody's got. The judge said 20 on the hard rock pile. 20 years of sweat ought to change my style. 20 long years, and they start tomorrow. It'll teach you not to steal.
Teach you not to steal. Yeah!
When you can borrow. Pop goes the hammer, split goes the rock. You don't know how I wish I could stop. If I could only turn back the clock, I'd never touch a thing anybody's got. From early morn to the late sunset, one drink of water is all that I get. I come here young, reckless and wild, but I'll leave here old.
Yeah.
Broken and mild. My back's burned red from the heat of the sun. Chain on my leg tells me not to run. My hands are cracked, my fingers are numb. With every swing I pay,
every swing I pay,
for the evil I've done. Pop
goes the hammer, split goes the rock. You don't know how I wish I could stop. If I could only turn back the clock, I'd never touch a thing anybody's got. Oh, pop goes the hammer, split goes the rock. You don't know how I wish I could stop. If I could only turn back the clock, I'd never touch a thing anybody's got.
That was Lauren Green, Ben Cartwright in the famous series Bonanza with Pop Goes the Hammer.
Summertime, dear kiddies, and it's time to take a trip, to take a trip. This world's so bad, you feel so sad, you gotta take a trip into a world so glad. A world of frogs and green fountains and flying dogs and silver cats and emerald rats and purple clouds and faceless crowds and walls of glass that never pass and pictures hanging upside down. You won't ask where you are, you and your girl and all your friends will all be there. Oh yeah. Let's take a trip, let's take a trip. TNT, SOS, HOB, TOP. It's tough, it's tough. Hey, here we go now. Let's climb some mountains, everybody. Get on your walking shoes. Let's climb some mountains. And here we go. Let's take a trip. Let's take a trip. Let's start to dream. Just close your eyes. It's groovy now. Yeah! Soaking, 'cause I'm swimming in the new year. It's all around. Let's take a trip right from the ground. Whoa! Oh yeah! Let's take a trip. It's really hip. No one will know what goes on. Just you and me. The dreams we see. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. You're doing it right. Just put your head back. You're doing it right. Just put your head back.
Please beware, I just saw one standing there. He's got red shoes and a yellow tie, and you can't see him, neither can I. Well, he comes in here every night. He's standing there off to your right. He always looks like he's uptight, but you can't see him. Invisible people, invisible people. He's with a girl who's just like him. You can't see either one of them. She's got red eyes and purple lips. She's always on invisible trips. Well, she plays cards with a boogeyman, throws moths in a tuna fish can, lives in West Invisible Land. But you can't see her. Invisible people, invisible people.
people too. So if you come home late at night and somehow you don't feel just right, don't bother to turn on the light, cause you can see them. Invisible people, invisible people. They're gonna get you, baby. They're gonna make you invisible too. You're gonna walk around in the dark and people are gonna trip on your transparent body. I wouldn't worry too much though. It's fun to be invisible. I know, I tried.
Since this is an anniversary special, we'll bring you some highlights of the previous podcasts.
This is the first Dorktowns.com podcast.
Hello and welcome to the second Dorktowns.com podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Dorktowns.com podcast number 3.
Hello and welcome to the Dorktowns.com podcast issue number 4.
It's issue number 5.
Number 6.
Hello again, sports fans.
Hello, girls.
Hello, fishing friends.
Hello and welcome to the Dorktowns.com podcast issue number 10.
That's issue 11.
This is issue 12 of the Dorktowns.com podcast.
It's issue 13.
Issue 14.
Issue 15 of the Dorktowns.com podcast number 16.
Podcast 17. We're almost grown up.
Hello.
Hello, this is the Dorktowns podcast issue 19.
20.
21.
22.
Issue 23.
It's number 24.
Hello, this is your host, William J. LePetomane.
26, number 27,
28,
podcast 29,
30,
31,
32,
33,
issue 34,
35,
it's number 36, and you heard those hairy hippies, the Beatles with Rain.
Welcome!
38 of the Dorktowns podcast, issue 39, and 40, 41, 42.
Hello? Is this thing on?
44 of the... Oh, wait. Smell my finger first, 45, and
hello, this is WJ,
and by the way,
this is the Dorktowns.com podcast,
podcast 48,
49,
issue 50,
and this is issue 51,
this is issue 52 of the Dorktowns podcast. Now that was fun, wasn't it? And also for this anniversary, we have hidden a golden ticket in this week's issue of the podcast. So if you have downloaded the copy with the golden ticket, let us know and you'll get a lifetime free subscription to the Dorktowns podcast.
Could you really live without her? Would you always think about her? Leaving thoughts of her behind you. No, there's nothing you can do. Maybe someday you'll agree with what I can't think you see. If only you could understand that you need a helping hand.
Thank you.
van Assauwe ben ik van Duitse bloed. Het vaderland.
On If It Ain't Dutch It Ain't Much, Peter Koelewijn, and if you are a regular listener, you should know his name by now, the godfather of Dutch rock and roll, top producer, Mr. Carl Bover, filthy rich and commercial bastard, Peter Koelewijn. In other words, what a guy. This is a single B-side from 1964, the flip side to the translated version of I Wanna Hold Your Hand. And it was a composition of his own with obvious Beatle influences, Bel de Juiste Man. A Searchers track from 1963, written by Tony Hatch under the name Fred Nightingale. And next, Tommy Navarro.
When I was a young boy, couldn't have hurt me. She wouldn't have known how. If I'd been a little smarter, I wouldn't be so all alone. Well, well, if I treated her a little harder, I might have had her for my own.
Thank you. playlist for this podcast can be found on www.dorktowns.com.
Say, do you mean it? Each time you see me, do you mean it? You talk so dreamy. Hey, do you mean it? Or is it all in fun? And will you run away? Do you mean it? That line you feed me, do you mean it? Or will you lead me stray? Do you mean it? Is this that well-known flame? Or just a game to play? Me pacing the floor. One of these days, you're gonna show me a clue. Do you love me truly? Say, do you mean it? I got to know now. Do you mean it? Or will you go now? Hey, do you mean it? You say it's me for you, but will you see it through? 'Cause oh my darling, if you do, I'm a gonna mean it too. You and your ways have got me pacing the floor. One of these days, you're gonna shove me a clue. Do you love me truly? Say, do you mean it? I got to know now, does you mean it? Or will you go now? Hey, do you mean it? You say it's me for you, but will you see it through? 'Cause oh my darling, if you do, I'm gonna mean it too.
Dee Dee Warwick's You're No Good. And Dee Dee Warwick was indeed the sister of Dionne Warwick. Actually, she still is.
and she was more active as a session singer than as a solo artist, and always stood in the shadow of her big sister. And next up is Betty Boo, and no, it's not Peter's Idol, but one from the 1960s with Somebody Stop That Boy. Time flies. Our last song this week is Julie Driscoll and I Know You Love Me Not. Bye bye.
To you, but What's it do?
Can't you see? It makes everlasting gobstoppers.
Did you say everlasting gobstoppers?
That's right. For children with very little pocket money, you can suck them forever. What you are witnessing, dear friends, is the most enormous miracle of the machine age. The creation of a confectionery giant. Finito!
Oompa, loompa, doompa-dee-doompa, I've got another puzzle for you. Oompa, loompa, doompa-da-dee, if you are wise, you'll listen to me. Gum chewing's fine when it's once in a while. It stops you from smoking and brightens your smile. But it's repulsive, revolting, and wrong. Chewing and chewing all day long. The way that a cow does. Oompa, loompa, doompa-dee-da. Given good manners, you will go far. You will live